We did not have the internet. So we are not going to be screwed much longer. Because we are discussing these things apace, apace, apace. All over the globe. We are tired of being treated like cattle. We are tired of our health being a matter of manipulation and their whim, their amusement. There's no other way to interpret what's been going on. And what is likewise obvious is that the past and present tense, but not the future, must be used. That we have been and are being screwed. That shelter, sociability, and food are systematically being made less and less available to us, are much more costly in even the systematically, quote unquote, privileged states, while in the systematically disadvantaged states, most of which fall in the southern hemisphere, it's being made systematically unavailable in order to create unrest, chaos, state repression, elimination of population, despite the sanitized news, the not sanitized, the lies that we get as quote unquote news. War is always war on us, whether waged by states directly or through surrogates, with guns or economic hardship, by means of debt or corruption. That the fact that the non-human resources upon which this very costly system of continuously increasing accumulation, which term is expressed politically with the words continuously deepening class, on which this is based, is finite and cannot sustain it. And this has been known by power for conservatively a century and a half.